other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, all these so-called less-than-lethal or non-lethal weapons that have been deployed by the military in Iraq, I had read the federal documents years ago where they were planning to use these against the American people. Humvees, microwave guns, sound weapons, you name it. And I'm looking at an article out of the Associated Press here where at the Republican National Convention in New York, where the mayor says protesting is a privilege that he can revoke, your basic freedoms are now a privilege, because Mayor Bloomberg is bigger than the Bill of Rights, bigger than the Constitution, bigger than the Founding Fathers. Well, now they're going to have their sound weapons out there, the very company out of San Diego that's been out peddling this. Now, they've had sound wave rifles and weapons for a long time. Some of these can kill you. The particular device they're going to be using will just hurt your eardrums and damage your hearing with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of decibels. Oh, boy. So if it's good enough for the Iraqis, it's got to be good enough for us, doesn't it? Why, we might have riots. You saw what happened in Seattle, they tell the police around the country. Well, yeah, we did see what happened in Seattle. You hired provocateurs, housed them, paid them, took care of them. It's all in my film, The Takeover. And then you use that precedent you set to go around and edit the video and lie to the police around the country and convince them of all of this and issue them their black stormtrooper combat armor outfits. Very, very interesting. Also, one of the most disgusting groups in the country, the American Psychological Association, has done it again. They're out trying to push and cover up the details of the new Freedom Initiative, which the official federal plan states every child, every adult will be tested for mental illness, and they say upwards of 15% of us will be forcibly drugged. And the British Medical Journal just read the document and put out the truth, and I've read the document, but the American Psychological Association's out trying to spin that. Of course, this is the same group. Remember Dr. Laura, 4 years ago, lost a bunch of stations and then got boycotted off of television? Because she read from the American Psychological Association manual. And we read from the manual, too. And they said, we don't want to categorize pedophilia as a mental illness anymore. Well, I think it's a crime, but they had been saying that it was a mental illness. No, we think it's normal and good for children. They actually went into detail and said, children as young as three, this is very good for them. Of course, I disagree with that. I think they're a bunch of sickos. You need to be arrested and put beneath the prison, and I mean those that are advocating it. If they catch him doing it, execute him. But here you have it, ladies and gentlemen, just right out in the open. They want to forcibly psychologically test all of you because they're owned by the big drug companies that are pushing all of this. So we'll get into that as well, plus what happened to Najaf yesterday. Wide open phones, a lot of your calls. I've been doing a good job of going to your calls early in the show. In fact, we'll probably go to your calls in the next segment after I go over some news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And again, there's so much news has been posted with our great webmasters at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this quick break and plunge directly into much of the news we mentioned and a lot more, so please stay the course. We'll be back.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I do this broadcast because I love America, I love freedom, I love my family, I love human dignity and liberty. And some people can tune in to the broadcast for the first time and hear our anger and our disgust for our ruling elite, for our would-be masters, and in many respects they are our masters, our owners, and may think, oh, this is hate. Well, if a black man grabbing away the axe handle that the slave master is beating him with and beating him back with it is hatred, then so be it. If it's hatred for the founding fathers when their homes were being burned and looted and having their firearms taken, if that was hatred to stand up against the King of England, then so be it. If it was hatred that caused Moses to stand up against the evil Pharaoh, then so be it. But it's not hatred. We are being enslaved. We are being oppressed in the very classical terms. And the globalists, in the name of fighting oppression, are the ones out there actually pushing global suppression and oppression. And they'll give us all these petty rights that don't exist while taking away our basic rights. And you see, you can't take away a basic right because a right isn't a privilege. And now we have Mayor Bloomberg. He said it on Monday. He said it on Wednesday. He said it again this morning, that it's a privilege to be able to demonstrate anywhere in New York City. And that if any protester does anything wrong, that means one of their hired provocateurs, everyone loses their privilege. That's another Soviet-style, Nazi-style model, that when one person does something bad, everyone is punished. That's not the American way, boys and girls. All right, we'll go to calls early in this first hour. We'll probably even get to this segment. But let me just run down over some of the news that we'll be covering. Military doctors allegedly collaborated in prison torture, MSNBC today. Not tooting my horn, but 2 years ago we reported that a lot of the military doctors are actually the CIA torture officers. Well, it's like 1984. O'Brien, who tortures Winston, is really a doctor. You know, Joseph Mengele was a doctor. So we'll get into that. Also, a police-ready sound weapon for GOP convention, Associated Press. Forget the megaphones. Police will have a much more high-tech and louder option. It'll rupture your eardrums, but that's so what, to make themselves heard over the din of Manhattan traffic and noisy protesters outside the Republican National Convention. It's called the Long Range Acoustic Device. He stomps about like a lion roaring, seeing who he may devour. Oh, the article doesn't say that. It's called the Long Range Acoustic Device, developed for the military and capable of blasting warnings, orders, or anything else at an ear-splitting 150 decibels. We've actually interviewed the CEO of the company. It goes over 150. Authorities on Thursday unveiled a mini arsenal of devices and counterterrorism equipment, and they're getting ready for the convention, which opens a week from Monday. By the way, I am considering going to this. And I don't know if I'm going to have a fill-in host and I'll do call-ins, because just broadcasting from there really isn't the news story. The news story is going to be, 80% of it, that is, outside of the convention center, and I need to be there to document this. And if I do do it, and I'm going to decide, I'll let you know on Monday. If I do decide to do this, which I'm probably going to do, I'll be doing hourly reports, calling in with updates and information. Maybe I'll have Michael Corbin or Erskine or maybe even Lou Epton. We need to do tests of that next week, get them hooked up for the show, maybe have a different host every day. And I want to get Paul Watson with Topical Daily News to call in, maybe with a 30-minute segment every day, or maybe even a 10-minute segment every hour. I don't know. I don't know if I'll probably end up getting a broadcast booth there, but then maybe not using it the whole time and just using that report from inside the Republican National Convention. Again, I don't know. I may not go. 10% chance I'm not going to go, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I want to go because I want to document this. I want to videotape the troops searching old ladies. I want to show a city locked down. I want to interview people where the U.S. government carried out the attacks, elements of it, on 9/11 at Ground Zero. And it wouldn't be the first time I've gone into the belly of the beast, but I don't know. Since they're going to have sound weapons, no, that's it. I'm going. They're going to have sound weapons there. I may lose my hearing, but come back like Rush Limbaugh. I have to get an implant in my head so I'll be able to hear people. I shouldn't joke around, folks. So we'll see what happens. All right, so military doctors allegedly collaborating in prison love. Why call it torture? Why not call it freedom? In prison, freedom. Pressure, abuse. It's not torture. Why? It's freedom. Senator appears on no-fly list. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard this morning from one of its own about some of the problems with airline no-fly watch list. Senator Edward Kennedy, Democrat, Massachusetts, says he had a close encounter with the list when trying to take the U.S. Airways shuttle out of Washington to Boston. The ticket agent wouldn't let him on the plane. His name was on the list in error. Yeah, I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands of people on there in error. Conservative activists, liberal activists, After a flurry of phone calls, Kennedy was able to fly home, but then the same thing happened coming back to Washington. Kennedy says it took three calls to Homeland Love and Freedom, I mean Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, to get his name stricken from the list. I've heard the neocons laughing. Oh, good, make that commie do that. Folks, if Mike Wallace and Ted Kennedy, and who was the other senator's wife, 85 years old, they stole her, you know, just some giant diamond necklace. They just liked it and stole it up in Detroit. That was like 2 years ago. And boy, they freaked out when they found out it was a senator's wife. But that ain't me. That ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. Can you imagine how bad it is for us, just the average little people? And if you're not a senator's son or wife, you're in a lot of trouble. Or even if you're a senator. All right. So that's coming up. Also, and then we'll get into crude oil surpasses $49 a barrel. While it was an all-time record last week of $45, and then this week $46, $47, $48, $49, and now they're talking about it just might hit $60 a barrel. Just there's no telling. Crude oil futures rose to a record, surpassing $49 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange on concerned of clashes in southern Iraq between U.S. troops and Shiite Muslim militiamen may cut Iraqi exports. Sure. Again, it's all about keeping exports down out of Iraq so they can boost the other prices. PNAC even bragged about that. See, people think it's about shipping the oil out. No, it's about controlling the oil. There's so much oil in Russia and in the Caribbean and in the Gulf and in Alaska and the North Sea, and just everywhere in Africa, and they're finding new reserves all over the U.S., that they've got to have a monopoly to keep the prices high. And then they fund their fake left-wing groups out there that tell you there's peak oil, there's no oil. It's total fraud, total lie. But don't worry, we're going to buy into it and get gouged. So $49.06, $49.06, and in some areas it's trading even higher. Over in Europe it's even higher right now. And record profits for the oil companies. So it's artificial perception of scarcity. Iran threatens preemptive strikes, another threat. Very, very serious. We'll talk about that. And we'll get into much more. Obviously, here as the broadcast develops. But first, when we return, I will go directly to the loaded phone lines. And then later, we will get into this little tidbit. This is on InfoWars.com. It's posted from the American Psychological Association. Again, the same people. Remember, Dr. Laura got in trouble 4 years ago. She just read from the American Psychological Association and their little sister group, the American Psychiatric Association, when they came out and said, we want to remove pedophilia from the list of mental illnesses. Well, I say it's criminal, but at least the American Psychological Association, American Psychiatric Association, and others had listed it as a mental illness. At least they're saying it's bad. Well, they said it's good. It's good for children, good for those that do it. This is how sick these criminals are. Well, now they've come out praising Bush's new freedom initiative that will force everyone, starting with children, and then it says adults, and Illinois is already starting that with women, forcing you for your twice-a-year psychological checkup. Talk about a brave new world. And they're out defending it and attacking the British Psychological Association and the British Medical Association and different reports they put out, demonizing them viciously, saying, how dare you be against this? This is wonderful. Psychologically forcibly testing everyone is new freedom, is what it's called. It's freedom, again, the new freedom. And everything's the new freedom here. You know, our own domestic Gestapo, checkpoints everywhere while the borders are wide open. By the way, oh, I forgot to bring his number. A military man I've known for, I don't know, 8 years, also a police officer, brought up to the TV show last night. He brought up to the TV show last night the Texas National Guard document, of course, commanded by a British SAS man, foreign leader as usual, And I on TV read over it, how they're going to arrest people, put us in camps. It's all public. And I found out it was even in the old Austin Chronicle a few weeks ago. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
By the way, I'm not kidding. I've known this military officer for years. He's also a police officer. 5-6 years ago, he'd laugh at me a little bit, but he's not laughing anymore. They have foreign commanders, the Texas National Guard. We talked about a subdivision of that in Alabama, the Alabama Defense Force. We had their aide-de-camp on a few weeks ago. I re-aired it a couple days ago. Well, I'll get into that later, but it's arrest plans, mass arrest plans, lockdown of cities. All of this, on a national scale, it'll be like living in, Florida after a hurricane. But it'll just never end. And they'll just train us how to be good little slaves, folks, and the fun will really start then. Michael in England, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hi. If you don't mind, I'd like to shed some light on one of the most egregious crimes of the New World Order, which is the worldwide mislabeling of vaccine injuries as shaken baby syndrome and sudden infant death syndrome.
That has been proven by a lot of prestigious medical studies.
Yeah, that's right.
They give the baby the shot, the baby goes into a coma, and then they arrest the parents.
That's right. The reason I'm calling now is that next week this whole issue is going to come under the spotlight down in Orlando, Florida, when a man named Alan Yerko and a team of experts are going to seek to overturn his life sentence for shaking his baby to death. In that case, they found that the DTaP vaccine was one of the hottest lots on record, which killed about four other children.
Sir, I know people in Austin who are middle class, no criminal record. They have a beautiful baby. They give the baby the shots. The baby goes into convulsions in car. And let me finish. In the car driving home, they go back to the hospital and are arrested on site.
That's right.
This is a liability protection operation.
And there's hundreds of these cases.
Thousands, sir.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah. In the UK, they reckon it's about 200 a year. In the US, 1,300 cases a year.
Well, you really got your numbers. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I've been working with the Yerko case for a while now. So, yeah.
It also, I've interviewed people, and it's even been in the mainstream news in Australia.
Yeah.
So, they do this to your baby, and then they arrest you.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to find out about this, because the Yerkos have helped lots of families, just go to the Yerko website. And they'll be able to read all these medical studies.
By the way, this just started, you know, all these SIDS deaths and all this 20 years ago, and that's when the vaccines got really bad.
And the CDC have admitted this. They've said that they recognize that the average age of the SIDS death is 2 to 4 months, and the average age of shaken baby syndrome death is 2.2 months, which is exactly round one of vaccine schedules.
Oh, they do tests on the dead babies, and they've got massive levels of mercury in them.
It's a DTA.
Oh, you give a baby hundreds of times safe levels of mercury and they die. Yeah. Oh, my God, let's arrest the parents.
Well, I can tell you how that works. The mercury, along with the endotoxin in the vaccine, actually depletes vitamin C. And that causes what is actually subclinical scurvy. And it's also called Barlow's disease.
Well, according to Dr. Geyer, the congressional expert, and others we've interviewed, that's part of it. It also toxifies and just sits in the brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It causes the respiratory center in the brain to collapse.
Yes, sir.
It causes it to swell the brain, and then you get subdural hemorrhaging.
Funny, these babies get the exact same thing that's on the back of a mercury bottle.
Yeah, that's true.
The exact thing that mercury poison does, and okay, they have mercury poisoning, but let's just indict the parents.
Yeah. So this trial is next week. There's, you know, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons?
Yes.
Jane Orient, the director of that, will be testifying. Also, the former chief public defender of Orange County is going to testify in his defense, along with three other medical examiners and a pathologist.
You know, so I want to get some of those folks on. I saw that last week. Tell us the website.
It's Yerko. If you just type Y-U-R-K-O into Google, you'll bring it straight up there.
Y-U-R-K-O.
Yerko. Just type that into Google.
Okay.
His wife, Francine, who's stood by this guy for over 6 years, he's been in prison. She's done several interviews on Radio Liberty and The Power Hour, so she's pretty up on all that. She'll be able to, you could probably give her a call if you wanted to interview her.
That's a good idea.
It's going to be an evidentiary hearing next week, going on for 5 days. It's going to be ABC News down there. It's going to be a PBS documentary on it as well. And so hopefully, there's going to be one in the eye for the globalists. And the whole thing has been blown wide open here with the high-profile cases which have been in the mainstream news.
I've seen it in the British papers.
So hopefully it's going to blow open. But the thing is, they've never mentioned it's the vaccines. They're keeping the lid on that. Here they're just saying it's natural causes and so on. But they're still trying to keep the lid on the vaccine issue.
Imagine
this is going to bring it to attention.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, Michael. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
From England. Imagine taking your baby in, getting the shot, it starts having convulsions in the car, you take it back to the hospital, and they arrest you. I mean, folks, as he said, 1,300 cases a year of this, and most of them link back to the vaccines. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Let's go back to your calls on this Friday edition. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Emmett, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes,
my,
sir.
My father used to give me beer in a baby glass when I was 7 years old. Well, would he be in trouble today? I'm calling with an...
Well, the Europeans do that, and then they,
yeah,
and they live longer and are healthier.
Yeah.
But again, they're evil. Let's arrest all of them.
I'm glad I can drink a microbrew with my Lebanon bologna sandwich. I know you're hungry for one, but I'm here in Pennsylvania, Dutch country, where I can get it. It's bologna smoked. Why, I'm calling with an update about this man who lost his license because he drinks a six-pack at night.
Yeah, he went into the doctor, and he said, I've been having some heart palpitations. I drink a six-pack at night sometimes. Is that bad for me? Should I stop that? And the doctor said, yeah, you might cut back. And then he automatically, through the computer system, contacted the state police, and the man had his license revoked, and they admit that he didn't say he drunk and drive.
He didn't, but they just
say that that's not allowed.
No, that's a little wrong. He went to the hospital, and they even tested his blood, had no alcohol, but one of the interns notified the police.
No, that's not what I got in the article a month ago. It said that, yeah, no, he went and saw the doctor at night, and he said, I drink sometimes. They said, have you been drinking? He said, no, that's what I was saying. And then he said, I drink about a six-pack at night. I don't drink and drive. And then the doctor was quoted, was saying, we have to do this.
Yeah, I was at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
The doctor. There's doctors at hospitals.
Well, the latest of it is the judge will not restore his license, and they're requiring him to put an $1,100 breathalyzer on his car. Then he'll get his license. In other words, that analyzes.
So preemptively, because he told them that he drinks beer at home at night,
mm-hmm.
and there was no alcohol in his blood, I did see that part. But this is the new system where your exterminator, your doctor, the phone man, they're all spies. And he hasn't even committed a crime.
No.
I see this more and more where things aren't the law, but they just go after people.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I hadn't heard of the new development of them not issuing him his license again. The judge, where did you see this article?
It's in our Patriot News newspaper. If you want me to mail it to you.
By Patriot News, is that the name of the newspaper?
Yeah, Patriot News newspaper in Harrisburg, PA.
Yeah, email it to tips@infowars.com, and we will get it posted.
Okay, it's on jmurphy@patriotnews.com.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, wait a minute.
You just gave out an email address.
No, it's Kerry Caldwell at DC Caldwell Patriot News.
That's not how the internet works. You're giving you're giving out the email address of the author of the article.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, I'll mail it to you, tips.
Okay, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Emmett. Let's talk to who's up next here? Andrea in Ohio. Go ahead, Andrea. Thanks for holding.
Yes. While we're on medical news, I heard this morning on mindfreedom.org that Patch Adams volunteered to screen Bush for mental illness. He said, I'll do it myself, and I'll do it in a humane way. Joyce Riley was where I first heard about this. But for listeners who want to get all of those British Medical Journal articles and get all the whistleblower reports, www.mindfreedom.org has all of those.
Now, for those who just joined us, which specific British Medical Journals or reports are you talking about? What
These
area?
Are about the New Freedom Initiative.
Yeah, on Infowars.com,
mm-hmm.
right now, at the top of the main page, it says... APA proud of its cover-up of Bush's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. And then in the sub-article we posted, we have the links to the British Medical Journal and to the news articles out of the British newspapers about it and to American articles. And we have another article posted out of Illinois where they're going to implement New Freedom, not just against all the school children, but adults as well.
Oh, yeah, pregnant women. What I find appalling, and I wonder if you have an answer to this, If Clinton would have done this, if the Democratic president would have done this, there would have been a huge outcry from all these homeschool parents, you know, conservative Christians, whatever. The silence is deafening, or at least near deafening. Why is that?
Well, because people want to believe that Bush is on their side. They want to think they've died and gone to heaven. And here, Bill Clinton did propose stuff like this, but could never get it through. Bush is. Clinton's programs were smaller. I mean, how does Bush expand all the liberal programs? Department of Education, health, sign on to UNESCO and the UN, something Reagan pulled us out of. How does he do all of this? Double the rate of the growth of government that it was under Clinton, and most of that isn't war funding, by the way, folks. How does he do it? How does he come out and say, we're going to test every school-aged child twice a year, and we're going to force adults to do it in his official report? And, I mean, that's worse than the Soviet Union. I mean, I can't believe I'm even here talking about this, and then now they're starting it. 10 states have already begun.
And I mean, I think what appalls me, I mean, is the average conservative Republican type person, and I'm not just attacking Republicans, but I'm just saying, this is, I mean, they should be screaming about this. I mean, I would say anybody that's, you know, homeschool parents, whatever, you know, they should be aware of this and put pressure on their congressmen and senators. I know they've implemented it in a lot of these states, but still, let them know how they feel about it, because, I mean, this is appalling. This is appalling. Well, sir, thank you for all you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Yes. You mentioned psychiatry?
Yes.
I've been mentally ill for 34 years. I'm rotting from the inside out from all the pills, and I'll sum it up. It's sorcery and witchcraft.
Well, actually, the basis of pharmakia, the symbol for most drugstores, is the urn with the grinder. And that is what pharmakia was, is the witch doctor would drug people in the tribe and then make them think he had magical powers.
Yeah.
And he would use drugs in many cases to manipulate the population. And that is a big part of it. And even a lot of scholars have called psychiatry the new priest, the new witch doctors, and they're trying to replace religion. They're trying to replace Christianity mainly with their new religion as themselves and the state that they represent as God. And, you know, you say you're mentally ill, sir, but, I mean, they say you're mentally ill.
I'm not, but they made me mentally ill, is what I'm getting to the point.
How did they first...
witchcraft is being bewitched. They got me bewitched.
How did they first get you into their system?
Well, it happened in Argentina, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Why were you there?
Oh, I was there because I was a temperamental kid. I had a temper. So they brought me to a...
But, I mean, why did you live in Argentina?
Father's oil tool pusher, man.
Your father was what?
Oil tool pusher.
So your father sold oil field equipment?
Yes, sir.
And so you were down there, and you got into some trouble, and they sent you to the doctor?
Well, I was walking down the stairs, and the doctor grabbed me and knocked me out with some kind of drug. Next thing I know, I'm going through electric shock treatment, hall doll, and the suit, and that's all I get for the day, in a dark dungeon room, in a bed sitting up. Didn't know what the bathroom was, couldn't turn on the light. Then I come to Texas, and they find out I got mental illness in my past, and they sent me to a state hospital. You know, I thought, well, great, I'm going to get some help. Well, they put me on lithium and Artane. Artane's like speed. Lithium makes you have diarrhea. And then they diagnosed me then as manic depressive. Then they put me on Thorazine. I was diagnosed as schizophrenic or paranoid schizophrenic. Then they put me on Haldol and Artane. And they diagnosed me as whatever they want. And
well, listen, Patrick.
Rotten inside out.
Patrick, I know those drugs are really deadly. And now they want to put, starting off, 15% of children not just on the antidepressants, the serotonin uptake inhibitors are the amphetamine-type, cocaine-type drugs like Ritalin. Now it's antipsychotics because they're new, they have patents that haven't run out, and they want to force the children specifically. The guidelines have been written by Big Pharma, admittedly, for the New Freedom Initiative, and it's scary. It's very, very scary. And every year, I mean, I had a doctor on a few weeks ago, and I said every year there's dozens of new mental illness designations they're coming up with, and he goes, no, there's hundreds each year. And you know, fear of government, fear of corruption is mental illness.
They'll cause all kinds of havoc in your brain. You won't know what you're doing in the end. They'll have you in some old folks home drooling on yourself.
I hear you, Patrick. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Yes, I guess I'll just continue on with the medical topic here. I heard you a couple of days ago focusing in on the lies and propaganda surrounding immunization of school-age kids.
Yes, they're all over every TV and radio station in the country that I've looked at. I mean, literally, it's just everywhere. But here in Austin, every TV station, every newspaper, the radio stations, you've got to take your vaccines. It's the law. You'll be kicked out of school. You'll be arrested. And admittedly, they had to pass a state law saying, no, there is no law you have to do this, just last year.
Right.
They have the waivers in every school nurse drawer, in every principal's drawer, at every health department, and they know it, but there is a massive national big lie campaign going.
Yeah, I found that article out of the Austin American Statesman dated August 5th, 2003, and it was, I paraphrased the title, it was, many confuse about immunization shots, thousands opt out, okay? But what I further went on to do, because I have a family member who had their children immunized about a week ago, and it was just a simple tetanus shot, but the child had a bad reaction, and right now they don't have feelings in their left side of their body. A tetanus shot. But I went and found the actual law under the Educational Code, Chapter 38, Subsection 8, dealing with immunization, 38.001. And right there it shows that you do not have to take these shots. There are waivers, there are stipulations whereby an individual can, as you stated several times, can sign these waiver forms, religious reasons or just not actually feeling comfortable with maybe some of the things that they put in these shots that could be grounds for not taking the shots, but they don't tell.
Let me just stop you for a second, Rodney. For those that just joined us, understand, there has never been a law in American history that you have to take a vaccine. They have the religious and the conscientious objector forms, which you shouldn't have to sign to begin with.
Right.
But when you try to go to school, they say it's the law, you have to, because they get federal funds for every child they vaccinate. Now, they reported that 14,000 children in Austin had refused to be vaccinated or hadn't been vaccinated as of about a month ago. They panicked. They went all over radio and TV and newspaper and said, it's the law, you've got to do it. And in the last 2 weeks at two different gymnasiums, sports stadiums, last time I checked, from 14 to 6,000. Now 6,000 still haven't done it. And it's all color of law, and they're trying to intimidate people into doing it.
Exactly.
And it is not the law. And we've seen this. If you're a blue-collar family that looks like you don't know your rights, the hospital will threaten you to take shots at birth. But if you're, you know, white-collar, you say, I don't want it, they go, here's the form, sign, absolutely, we understand. So this, think of how criminal that is. It's all color of law, and every Austinite out there listening to me right now on the local stations, you've read the paper, you've seen the TV shows, you've seen the newscast where they said you had to. And you know that's not true. We had to get Governor Perry to pass a law that he signed last year.
Right.
Not that there wasn't already a law saying you didn't have to, but he had to pass a law telling government agencies that it was criminal to threaten people and tell them they had to. So we have to pass laws telling the government that there is no law that you have to do this.
Yeah.
And does that stop them? And I've seen articles out of Boise, Ohio, you know, I mean, Idaho, all just four corners of the country, Florida, New York, California, Kansas. I mean, I've seen all the, where it's the same ads, the same newspaper articles, like it's written by the same person saying the same thing, and it's all color of law, and this illustrates everything we're talking about.
Yes.
You do not have to do this, but they're creating the perception that you do, and then you're saying you've got a family member who took the shot, and now half their body doesn't have feelings.
Yeah, simple tetanus shot. And by the way, whenever you ask these people who claim that it's the law to take these shots, and you ask them, well, show me the law, they can't tell you. They can't show you. Have you ever had that situation?
Well, again, it's just an average nurse or firefighter lined up with thousands of children. They mean well. They don't know that the principal right behind them has the waiver and is worried about funding.
Just one other final point here, just slightly different. You were talking about these non-lethal weapons that the police is being trained to use.
First it was just for Saddam's people, but now they're going to use sound weapons on people in New York.
Well,
the police are.
If they're so non-lethal, Alex, shouldn't the general public be able to have access to these same weapons to protect ourselves from criminals?
They're actually classified as less lethal. And then the PR term is non-lethal. These things, every few months, the police kill somebody with rubber bullets here in the U.S.
Yeah, I know it's a spin on words, but I'm just saying, you know, these people, in my opinion, I believe if they're that unlethal or non-lethal or less lethal, then why shouldn't I be able to carry
it? Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Good points, Rodney. Look, They're going to use lethal weapons on us, don't worry. All these are training aids. They've issued the black armored outfits, they've issued the weapons, they've issued the armored vehicles, they've issued the microwave guns. Those are waiting for the real fun to happen. And now they're issuing the sound wave rifles and weapons. These are training aids to train them to preemptively go ahead and shoot first, go ahead and attack the crowd. That's all this is a simulator. You know, the shoot-to-kill video games were developed by the Pentagon because they found even in Vietnam half the troops up close wouldn't shoot somebody. So they have them play these point-and-shoot games, started out with the paper targets before that pop up, to train you to shift to shift out of the conscious mind into automatic Pavlovian response. So that's all less-than-lethal or non-lethal weapons are. They're training aids. They're training aids. That's all they are. And now they admit they're issuing them live weapons. And it also trains the public of images of police shooting at crowds. That's all this is simulations.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's Open Line Friday. Any issues you want to discuss, any news items you want to bring up, any questions or comments, or you disagree with me on some issue, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to Chip and Johnny and TJ and Bill and others, and I am going to get into police-ready soundwave weapons for GOP convention. Senator appears on no-fly list. You can't fly either. Crude oil goes over $49 a barrel. Iran threatens preemptive strikes. Very serious development. New York police practice for convention protests. How to attack them. That's CNN. And radical clerics' followers prepare to hand over control of the revered Najaf Shrine. And in reversal, U.S. court allows some forced DNA test of innocent people, of course. And then another one, headline, martial law in Florida. We will cover all of it. But before I do that, please grab a pen and paper, because this is important information. Cutting through all the hype, I have made some of the most powerful videos out there. Because we cover everything from a multifaceted view. We cover large spectrums of data and tie it together. All confirmed information. None of it conspiracy theory. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. The Masters of Terror. My two 9/11 films are excellent. And many people say that they're preeminent. You need to have them. Masters of Terror is about 2 hours, 5 minutes long. Road to Tyranny is 2.5 hours long, folks. You need to have both these videos. They're multiple videos in one. You need to be an expert on 9/11, on the facts that we can prove, so when you talk to people, you've got the evidence. And you can make copies of my films, by the way. I'm also carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. And again, the subheadline, 9/11 was an inside job. Eric Hufschmid's great video, which gets into the structure and the Pentagon and the towers and how it's an impossibility, their official story. Eric Hufschmid's video is Painful Deceptions. My book on 9/11, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on tape. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. And watch free clips of the films. Read about them. Decide which videos you want to get. Take advantage of the multiple tape discounts. Call toll-free with your questions or if you want to order by credit card, 1-888-253-3139. That number again is 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. My videos, the 10 I've made, are all $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours. $20 when you order three or more. The other videos I carry are from $19.95 to $25.95. We've got the JPFO's video, Jews of Preservation Firearms Ownership's video, that comes with three-color pro-gun books that'll educate the general public about the Second Amendment. So you get that video and three of the booklets. For $29.95, it's the most professionally produced film, bar none, I've seen on the Second Amendment, Innocence Betrayed. So get that, too. 1-888-253-3139. There's a lot of books and videos and books on tape I carry that I never talk about. So you really should go to the website and peruse that on our Safe Secure shopping cart. All right, we're going to end this first hour. We're going to come back, and I'm going to cover some news. Then we'll go to Chip and Johnny and TJ and Bill and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And never forget, I always forget to plug this website. It's one of our new websites, and it's excellent. It's PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's, most of the site's free, but it's subscriber-based for my weekly TV reports, best audio interviews, both the books I've written and published, other documentary films, all my documentaries. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex.